hello again. Welcome back to Running Evolution's Couch to 5K session, week two. Again, same thing as last time. I'll give you cues on when to walk and you'll hear some lovely music. When you hear my voice, you'll be start running again. Today, we're going to talk about some running, of course, and then talking about injury prevention, running terms, and what to eat, and endorphins. Let's go for a little walk. All right, here we go. We're going to start running nice and slow. Let's go. Great. Okay, so week two, you might be having some aches and a little bit of pain that are coming up. And there's this holy trinity of injury prevention: good shoes, ice, and stretching. If you haven't gotten new shoes, this is maybe why your body might be protesting. So go get some new shoes. Another good thing for aches is ice. Simple and easy and free. Keep it on for about 4 to 5 minutes, take it off for two, and then go back and forth for about 20 minutes. You can also fill up a small paper cup full of water and freeze it and give yourself a nice ice massage. You can also use an anti-inflammatory topical like Arnica, which is you can get at the grocery store or a pharmaceutical place. general rule of thumb for aches and pains and achy knees, if it hurts to walk, take a day or two off. It shouldn't hurt to walk. Shin splints are also a new runner injury. They do go away, but they need rest, ice, and hey, new shoes. Go get some new shoes. You can also keep it at bay by tracing your alphabet with your toes all the way to Z and then toe tapping your foot 20 times and switching back and forth so each foot gets 100 times toe tap. You can do it every other day and it helps a lot. Also, if you wear stilettos every day, they might cramp your running style. They shorten your calf and make your leg cranky when it needs to run. I know they make your calves look good, but you need to lay off them for the start of your running career. Stretching will also help. I give you full permission to walk and stretch if your legs are tight, and then start slowly running again. Just keep at it. It will get easier. Make sure your body is warmed up when you stretch, though, and you are doing great. Another great tool is a foam roller. You can get them at the sports store or a department store or any running store. You can see all different ways to use it if you look it up on YouTube to see how to use them. It's kind of a visual thing. Just so you know, there are so many tools that help you get better. There's a physical therapist, acupuncture, KT tape, braces, straps. Oh dear, I could go on. So if something in your body isn't cooperating, visit a healthcare professional if it doesn't resolve itself. And listen to your body, not your head. And sometimes your body just needs to warm up a little bit for those aches and pains to go away. Always check your form. Check your arms and your shoulders. Are you relaxed? Shake out your arms, stick out your chest, and keep your running nice and slow. When you get tired, slow down, check your form. Slow down, check your form. Slow down, check your form. Good job. Let's walk for a little bit. All right, we're going to start running again, nice and slow. Awesome. So you're doing great. There's a few questions I get asked as a running coach over and over again, and you might want to know the answers. So what is a 5K? It's 3.1 miles. What is a 10K? 6.2 miles. A half marathon is 13.1 miles. A marathon is 26.2 miles. And an ultramarathon is, well, anything over a marathon. It's not a good idea. So let's just stick to 5Ks, okay, for a bit. One of the other big things is eating. What, when, how much? Most important is water. Don't chug a whole gallon right before you go out to run. Sip it throughout the day. And you'll need to eat carbs. Carbs is not a bad four-letter word. It's just gas in your tank that gets you out the door. You don't need to eat a lot of them, but just a little something. And what is a carb? It's breads, pastas, fruit, grains, and some of the good veggies. I like to have a piece of toast with a little bit of peanut butter before I head out. Experiment and write down what works and what doesn't work so you'll know for next time. And if you're in a hurry, a little juice works great. You don't need a ton, just a little something to kick your engine on. And you also might be finding out you're getting hungrier. This is normal. This is your metabolism charging on. That's a good thing. Eat sensibly to keep full. And if you are here to lose weight and you're looking to run to do this, it does take a bit of time for people. There is no overnight fix all. It's diet and exercise. Let's take a walk break.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get going and talk about drugs. Drugs! Drugs! Yes, drugs. Endorphins are a wonderful thing, and they make you feel, well, euphoric, without the come down or the hangover or the guilt. It's awesome. And what are endorphins? Well, it's a chemical in your brain that makes your body calm before it's preparing to die. Yes, preparing to die. Remember when I talked about the whole fight or flight thing? Well, when your body runs long enough, and everyone is different with this, your brain starts to dumping endorphins and saying, well, that big bear is going to catch you pretty soon. I hope this makes it better when you get shredded up into little pieces. Cheers. It's a close cousin to the adrenaline and oxytocin, but it's released more slowly and you have to work to get it. And the longer you run, the longer the body holds on to it. This explains why people do marathons and ultra marathons. It takes a few weeks to feel them. I remember the exact day and place when I first felt my first endorphins. I was running in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. I was listening to Led Zeppelin and I started giggling. I looked around to see if anybody had slipped anything in my water. Nope. I just had a nice warm feeling and then I fell in love with running. All right. You are almost done. You're going to keep going just a little bit longer. A quick assignment for the rest of the week. Try to find a ritual in this whole running endeavor. If you're doing it when you get home from work, get into the habit of putting your shoes on right away when you get home. If you go before work, put out your clothes the night before. Treat yourself like a four-year-old for a little bit. Reminder alarms on your phone, calendar alerts. You always hear about how when people smoke, how it's more of the ritual. Find your running ritual. Soon it will become natural without even thinking about it. Automatic and easy. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, let's go for a walk. You are done. Nice job. Go do some stretches and work on your homework. Find your groove. And I'll talk to you next week. Good job. Yay!